Okay, read verse 8 from 2 Corinthians 10. For though I should boast somewhat more of our authority, which the Lord hath given us for edification and not for your destruction, I should not be ashamed.
زیرا هرچند زیاده هم فخر بکنم درباره اقتدار خود که خداوند آن را برای بنا نه برای خرابی شما به من داده است شرمنده نخواهم شد.
Yeah, so Paul is somebody who's humble.
پولس رسول کسی است که
فروتنه. Paul doesn't have an amazing physical appearance. He's not impressive in that sense.
جسمانی چیز بزرگی نداره.
Yeah, people look at him and
می‌ترسیدن.
Won't think much of that. Of his physical
appearance.
And he's been criticized having to defend himself. But that doesn't mean that he doesn't have the actual authority. It says here that God gave him the authority over that church in Corinth. And of course, all authority ultimately comes from God.
Yeah,
so Paul is the spiritual leader of that church, even though he's not there physically. Yet he had not been standing on his stripes so much.
Notice
also that the authority that Paul has been given, it's for their benefit. It's for their edification. It's not for Paul to destroy them and come after them. It's to build up. Paul has the authority to deal with the issues. To make some heads roll. That authority is given to him by God. But it's for their good. It's for their benefit. And you might think, now Paul sounds like a dictator like that. He kind of is, but then he's a benevolent dictator. Because Paul is not asking permission.
که انتخاب شده است. خدا پولس اجازه نمیخواد.
Yeah, Paul is not putting out a vote.
پولس انتخاب نمیذاره.
So the people can decide how to deal with the situation.
تصمیم بگیرن با شرایط چیکار کنن.
Now Paul is just telling them what to do.
پولس بهشون میگه چیکار کنن.
And Paul is reminding them.
بهشون یادآوری میکنه.
I have authority over you guys.
من قدرت دارم بالای همتون.
And that this authority has been given from God.
داده شده به من داده شده از طرف خداوند.
Yeah, God gives authority in several areas. Yeah, we have the government, for example. Of course, their purpose is to deal with the evildoers. Their purpose is not to rule your home.
Their
authority doesn't extend to determine what's happening in the church. Yeah, because in the church, the pastor is the authority. Yeah, the pastor decides what happens in the church. Yeah. The pastor decides the doctrines. And of course, these doctrines have to be based on the Word of God, which is the final authority for all belief and practice.
But
we don't vote on things in church. And guess what? The church is for your benefit.
Yeah,
God has given leaders in the church for your benefit. Paul was the given leader.
رسول رهبری بود که خداوند انتخاب کرده بود قدرت داده بود
for the benefit of the Corinthians.
برای سود قرنتیان ها.
Yeah, and not for destruction. It was for their good.
برای نیکوی خودشون.
Yeah, but here is again what the church leader does not do.
و چه کاری رو کلیسا و رهبر کلیسا
He doesn't rule your home.
رهبرتون خونتون رو قدرت نمیده. چرا مسئولیت قبول نمیکنه؟
Because God has given a different authority for the home.
تو خونه
And that is
یه مسئول دیگه ای وجود داره.
The husband is the head of the house.
شوهر خونه سر خانه هست.
If you're a wife,
اگه خانوم خونه هستی.
Yeah, your husband is your God-given authority.
قدرتی است که خداوند به خانوادهتون داده.
And wives,
چرا خانوما؟
You're given that authority for your benefit.
اون مسئولیت به شما داده شده برای سود شما.
And of course, a godly husband,
شوهری که واقعا ایماندار باشه,
is not an evil, wicked dictator.
دیکتاتور بد و پلیدی
نیست. Does what is good for the family. But a family is not a democracy. Yeah, where everybody just gets to vote. Yeah, let's let everybody, the wife, the kids, everybody turn their vote and see what's going to do. No, the man is the God-given authority in the house. Yeah, maybe some of you say, I don't like that. I'm smart and I'm a husband.
من باهوشتر از
شوهرم.
من روحانی ترم.
I should be leading.
من باید رهبری کنم.
That is not right. That is wicked actually.
و این درست نیست.
Yeah, you're not right with God if you're thinking that.
اگر فکر می‌کنی اینجوری هستی، خدا has given
authority
اون اجازه رو داده.
To your husband to lead
the home. که خونت رو رهبری کنه.
And you are not to observe that authority.
و شما وظیفتون گرفتن اون قدرت نیست.
Yeah, the Bible says you are submit in everything.
کلام خدا به من میگه در همه چیز اطاعت کنید.
Yeah, to him. So a church is not a democracy.
کلیسا دموکراسی نیست.
Yeah, where everybody has an equal say.
که هر کسی هر
چیزی بشه، there's a leader.
انتخاب رای بگیره، رهبری وجود داره، قدرتی وجود داره.
The home is not a democracy.
خونه دموکراسی نیست.
Yeah, and of course, disclaimer is always.
و همیشه.
Yeah, we always obey the higher authority.
همیشه با رهبری بالاتر.
Who is the higher authority? Or who is the highest authority? That's God.
بزرگترین قدرت مال کیست؟
Yeah, so if ever you are asked by somebody who is over you, who has authority over you,
مسئول شماست و ازتون میخواد کاری رو انجام بدی.
To commit a sin, for example.
گناهی رو باید انجام بدی.
Then you obey the higher authority.
و همیشه از خداوند اطاعت میکنی. نه از اون کسی که رهبر خونه یا رهبر کلیسا.
All authority comes from God.
چون همه اون رهبریت از خداوند میاد و فقط زیر خداوند.
And if it doesn't go into what God says.
اگه طبق کلام خدا
You obey the proper authority of your life.
شما از اون رهبر اگه زید کلام نیست از رهبر
Children,
اونجایی که هستی اطاعت کنید.
That authority in your life is your mom and dad.
قدرت شما رهبری شما مادر و پدرتون.
And man, even when you're at work.
آقایون وقتی هم شما سر کاری.
Yeah, that authority is at that moment your boss.
اون لحظه رئیستون مسئول.
The Bible has things to say about it.
و خداوند میگه باید به اون جواب پس بدید.
Yeah, if your boss asks you to lie to a customer.
اما اگه رئیستون میگه دزدی کن.
You cannot obey.
نمیتونی.
Because you won't obey the higher authority.
چون میخوای با اون قدرت بیشتری اطاعت کنی.
Yeah, we need to learn to submit to our God-given authority.
بزرگتر اطاعت کنیم.
Yeah, so
و یاد بگیریم اطاعت کنیم اون چیزی که خداوند
so Paul here
ما گذاشته، مسئولانی که بالا سر ما گذاشته.
I am the God-given leader of this church.
من رهبر این کلیسا هستم.
Yeah, Paul has all the right to be bold.
پولس قدرت همه اینا رو داشته که شجاعت داشته باشه و چیزهایی رو بگه که
گفته. Yeah, Paul rebuking, Paul exhorting.
داره تصحیح
correcting.
میکنه پولس جلال میده پولس درست میکنه
It's him doing what he's supposed to do.
او هست که باید کاری رو که درست انجام بده.
Yeah, but he wants to be nice.
ولی پولس میخواد درست
Everybody wants to be liked.
هر کسی که میخواد درست رفتار کنه.
Yeah, he wants to them to resolve issues before he comes.
میخواد مشکلاتش حل شه قبل از اینکه
But he says, hey, if needed,
اما اگه لازم
I'll be bold. Yeah, just as I am in my letters.
همون جوری که تو نامه هام شجاعت دارم، اونجا هم شجاعت خواهم داشت، غیور خواهم بود.
And of course, a good leader does not.
یه رهبر خوب.
What makes him popular and good leader? What is good for those he leads?
اونی که درست تصمیم میگیره وقتی رهبری میکنه.
Read verses 9 to 11.
تا 11 بخونید.
From 2 Corinthians 10, that I may not seem as if I would terrify you by letters, for his letters say they are weighty and powerful, but his bodily presence is weak. And his speech contemptible. Let such a one think this, that such as we are in word by letters, when we are absent, such we will be also indeed when we are present.
که مبادا معلوم شود که شما را به رساله ها می ترسانم. زیرا می گویند رساله های او سنگین و قوی است. اما حضور جسمی او ضعیف و سخنش حقیق. چنین شخص بداند که چنان که در کلام به رساله ها در
Yeah, so these letters that he's writing to Corinth, they're tough. That is hard preaching. These letters have weight. They're powerful. Yet it says its bodily presence is weak. His outward appearance is not impressive.
سخنش حقیره.
Yeah, the way he even speaks in real life is not that impressive.
اونجوری که تو زندگی صحبت میکنه، صحبت کردنش قدرت صحبت نداره.
Don't think that I'm some sort of paper tiger.
یه جوری هستم که فقط رو کاغذ قدرت داشته باشم.
On paper, in my letters.
نامه هام، تو رساله هام.
It sounds terrifying.
شاید به نظر ترسناک باشه.
But I want you to know.
اما میخوام بدونید.
That the way we write.
هر جوری که می‌نویسم.
Yeah, the boldness we have when we write.
جسوری نوشته‌هام.
That's the same boldness.
همون جسوری است که.
Yeah, that we'll have when we are actually with you present.
وقتی با شما خواهم بود، خواهد بود.
Yeah. If you hear me ranting over things, you need to fix in the church.
هی دارم تصحیحتون می‌کنم که کارهایی که می‌کنید.
Know that if you don't fix them, I'll deal with them when I come.
من وقتی بیام باهاتون کلام.
Yeah, I'd rather have you deal with them before I come.
قبل از اینکه بیام این کارو کرده باشم.
But I'll be ready. To rebuke you and correct you in your face.
تصحیحتون کنم در کلام درستتون کنم.
First Corinthians
4:21.
What will ye? Shall I come unto you with a rod, or in love, and in the spirit of meekness?
اول قرنتیان 4:21.
بله. چه میخواهید؟ آیا با چوب نزد شما بیایم یا با محبت و روحی ملایم؟
Yeah, this is what he said in his first letter.
Yeah.
I've been a nice person to you. But don't make me stop being nice. And don't confuse meekness with weakness. Yeah, it says, we will come down with you with a rod. And of course, this talks about spiritual speaking. But it says, I rather come down to you in love and in the spirit of meekness. Read verse 12. For we dare not make ourselves of the number, or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. But they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise.
زیرا جرأت نداریم که خود را از کسانی که خیشتن را ستایش میکنند بشماریم یا خود را با ایشان مقابله نماییم، بلکه ایشان چون خود را با خود میسنجند و خود را به خود مقایسه مینمایند دانا نیستند.
So they have been comparing Paul with other preachers.
پولس رو با دیگر واعظان مقایسه میکنند.
Other leaders.
با رهبرای دیگه.
Yeah, preachers or leaders that are more impressive than Paul in person.
رهبرا و مدیرایی که محکمتر و محکمتر از پولس بودن.
And Paul says, hey, that's not wise.
خیلی به حکمت نداره این.
Yeah, you're comparing with people who are praising themselves.
داری خودتون رو با کسایی که خودشون رو میپرستن مقایسه میکنی.
Yeah, and the problem is,
مشکلی اینه که
it's always when we compare ourselves to others.
وقتی خودمون رو با دیگران مقایسه میکنیم.
An example of today, example of today when we are comparing ourselves with others.
خودمون رو با دیگران مقایسه میکنیم.
Is for example on social media.
توی سوشال مدیا اتفاق میفته.
Yeah, because we are on social media.
توی سوشال مدیا هستیم.
Looking at the lives of other people.
به زندگی بقیه نگاه میکنیم.
Yeah. So and so had his baby.
Oh, فلانی بچه دار شد.
They went on vacation there.
اونجا تعطیلات.
He has a new job.
Oh, شغلش دیدی کارش.
They had this for dinner.
فارغ التحصیلش دیدی. شام اینو خوردن امروز.
Yeah, who cares?
کی براش مهمه؟
Yeah, most of those people you don't see regularly at all. You're not in contact with them.
They're another
country.
توی کشور دیگر.
I don't care what goes on in everybody's life.
I'm
not interested in what somebody had for breakfast at the other side of the world.
Yeah,
I'm not interested in what stupid video they found on YouTube. Yeah, how is this relevant to me living my life in another country, yeah, trying to live a life giving glory to God? And what you think their life is, it's not a life anyway. Because it is just what people want you to see.
Yeah,
when I have a video conference, I change the awesome background of my garage.
پشتمو زمینه پشت گاراژمو تو دفترم عوض میکنم.
To a picture with a beach and a sea.
و عکسی که پشت سرمه ساحل قشنگیه.
Yeah, that's exactly what social media is
in general. سوشال مدیا همیشه همین
کارو میکنه. You just see what people want you to see.
فقط هر چی دلتون بخواد ببینید
میبینه. Of course, they always paint themselves in a more positive light than they really are.
همیشه خودشونو جوری نقاشی میکنن که خیلی زیباتر از اون چیزی.
You're basically wasting your time.
You're
coughing after the lives of other people.
دارین حسادت میکنین.
The grass is always greener on the other side.
همیشه زندگی یه نفر سبزتر از زندگی شماست.
And then you go out gossiping to other people on the same social media.
در مورد همون سوشال مدیا اتفاقی که افتاده.
Yeah, stop wasting your life watching other people's life on social media.
به جای اینکه فقط زندگی دیگران رو تو سوشال مدیا ببینید.
Now Paul says, you are comparing me with people who praise themselves, who commend themselves.
و خداوند میگه خودتون رو مقایسه میکنین با کسایی که خودشون رو بالا میبرن.
Yeah, you're comparing me with
من رو مقایسه میکنید.
Nowadays social media way of working.
اینترنت.
And it says it is not wise to compare yourself to people who praise themselves.
با زندگی اینترنتی مقایسه کنید.
Verse 13. But we will not boast of things without a measure, but according to the measure of the rule which God had distributed to us, a measure to reach even unto you.
اما ما زیاده از آن در زده فرق نمی کنیم، بلکه به حسب اندازه قانونی که خدا برای ما پیمود و آن اندازه است که به شما نیز می رسد.
Yeah, so Paul's not comparing himself with other preachers. He tells the Corinthians not to do that. Yeah, you're not wise if you do that. And then here he says, I'll not brag about the success I have. I am not praising myself. If I boast about anything, it is in the Lord. Yeah, I will brag about what God has done. And he points out that extends to what God has done in Corinth. Yeah, that measure that God has given me, that God has distributed to us, that measure has reached even to you, including the fact that I am your spiritual authority. Yeah, Paul is a humble man. He's meek. He does not boast on his achievements. And if anybody can do that, Paul would be one on top of the list. Yeah, he was a great Christian. If not the greatest Christian ever lived, but he definitely was a great Christian. Yeah, the only points to the measure that God has given him.
اما فقط اشاره میکنه به چیزی که خداوند به پیمونه که خداوند بهش داده.
Yeah, and including that, he has authority over them.
و نشون میده که قدرتی داره روش در مقابل قرنتوس.
And he's only even bringing these things up here
این چیزها رو
because he's being attacked.
چون حمله
میشه. He's defending himself.
دفاع میکنه خودش رو.
And he's warning, don't think I'm this paper tiger.
و اعلام خطر نکنی که من فقط
don't
اون ببر کاغذی
ام. Think I will not be bold if I come to you.
که بیام به حضورتون ببر نباشم
yeah,
فقط کاغذی ساخته باشم.
You compare me with these other preachers.
من رو با دیگر واعظان مقایسه میکنی.
Yeah, who praise themselves.
که خودشون رو جلال میدن.
Yeah, you look at my outer appearance.
قیافه من نگاه میکنی.
Yeah, but I actually have authority.
اما دارم قدرت.
Here's what the Bible says, actually.
Yeah?
Proverbs 27:2. Let another man praise thee, and not an own mouth, a stranger, and not an own lips. Proverbs 27:2.
بذار دیگران تو رو بستایند، نه با زبان خودت، بلکه با زبان آنها.
So boast not on yourself.
به خودتون فخر نکنید.
If you boast, boast on God.
اگه فخر می‌فروشید به خداوند فخر
بکنید. Read verses 14 and 15.
آیه 14 و 15 رو بخونید.
In 2 Corinthians 10. For we stretch not ourselves beyond our measure, as though we reach not unto you, for we are come as far as to you also in preaching the gospel of Christ. Not boasting of things with our measure, that is, of other men's labor, but having hope when your faith is increased, that we shall be enlarged by your by you according to our rule abundantly.
زیرا از حد خود تجاوز نمی کنیم که گویا به شما نرسیده باشیم، چون که در انجیل مسیح به شما هم رسیده ایم و از اندازه خود نگذشته در تلاش های دیگران فخر نمی نماییم، ولی امید داریم که چون ایمان شما افزون شود در میان شما به حسب قانون خود بسیار افزوده خواهیم شد.
Yeah, so we're not boasting. Yeah, we're boasting what God is doing. And then Paul reminds them why he is the God-given spiritual authority there. He says, I came to you. I preached the gospel to you.
Yeah?
I started that church.
من اون کلیسا رو شروع کردم.
Yeah, Paul saying I'm in charge.
پولس میگه من مسئولم.
Yeah, because I'm the founder of the church.
من فرد.
And he boasts in what God has done.
من کاری میکنم که با خداوند انجام دادم.
Yeah, he boasts his God-given authority as the spiritual leader of the church.
من رهبر کلیسا.
And therefore they are to listen to him.
گوش بدین به من.
Yeah, he's not boasting in authority that he does not have.
با اون قدرت که نداره فخر نمیفروشه، بلکه قدرتی که بهش داده شده رو داره اعلام میکنه. آیه 16.
You have to preach the gospel in the regions beyond you and not to boast in other men's line of things made ready to our hand.
تا اینکه در مکانهای دورتر از شما هم بشارت دهیم و در زمینه دستاوردهای دیگران فخر نکنیم.
Yeah, so he didn't only come to start in church in Corinth.
فقط تو کلیسا قرنتوس کار نکرد.
He came to start many more churches.
خیلی کلیسای دیگر بنا کرد.
And he says, I'm not comparing myself with others.
منم خودم با دیگران مقایسه
نمی‌کنم. I'm not looking at what others are doing. How successful they are.
بقیه چی کار می‌کنن؟ بقیه چه جوری هستن؟
Here's what I know. I was sent to preach the gospel to you and beyond you. مسیح رو موعظه کنم برای شما و اطرافیانتون. Yeah, I was sent to places where the gospel is not preached yet.
جایی رفتم که کسای دیگه هنوز
I'm not building on other people's work. I'm not boasting what other people have done. I'm just focused on doing my best to serve God and bring Him glory.
Yeah,
the glory to His name. Read the last two verses. But he that gloried, let him glory in the Lord. For not he that commended himself is approved, but whom the Lord commended.
اما هر که فخر نماید به خداوند فخر بنماید زیرا نه آن که خود را ستایش کند پذیرفته است بلکه آن را که خداوند ستایش نماید.
Yeah, so Paul closes with this here.
با این فکر تمومش میکنه.
Yeah, he that gloried, he that boasts, yeah, let him do it in the Lord.
فخر میکنه در خداوند.
Yeah, don't brag about yourself, don't boast about yourself. Don't try to lift yourself up.
سعی نکنید خودتون رو بزرگ کنید.
Yeah, it is not he that praises himself that is approved.
اون که خودش رو فخر میکنه فخر
It is the one who God praises that is approved.
کسی که خداوند میستایدش بالا میره.
Says I don't care what you think.
من مهم نیست شما
چی فکر کنید. من خودم رو
با دیگران مقایسه
نمی‌کنم. I live for God.
من برای خداوند
زندگی می‌کنم. I live for the moment
that
I will be in front of the judgment seat of Christ.
جلوی تخت سلطنت خداوند
بایستم. I live for the moment to hear God say, well done, good and faithful servant.
هستم که زندگی می‌کنم که خداوند بگه آفرین بر خادم فداکار.
And you Corinthians, you are to do the same.
شما هم همین کارو بکنید.
And we Athenians, we are to do the same.
ما آتنی‌ها، که آتنی هستیم، ما هم باید همین کارو بکنیم.
Let's stop wasting our lives comparing ourselves with others.
نکنیم و خودمون رو با دیگران مقایسه کنیم.
Yeah, let's fast on social media.
بیایم روزه بگیریم از شبکه‌های اینترنتی.
Yeah, let's stop wasting our lives.
وقتمون رو هدر ندیم، حرام نکنیم.
On things that are not even real anyway.
چیزهایی که واقعی نیستن.
Yeah. Stop praising yourself.
خودمون رو جلال
ندیم. Stop comparing yourself.
خودمون رو با دیگران مقایسه نکنیم.
Start boasting in the things of God.
شروع کنیم فخر بفروشیم به چیزهای خداوند.
Yeah, what God is doing in your life.
کاری که خداوند تو زندگیتون داره انجام میده.
Yeah, so you are approved.
که شما ثابت بشید
yeah, by God.
با خداوند.
So you can stand, you can hear the words.
که کلام خداوند رو بشنویم که با صدای خودش اعلام میکنه.
Yeah, good and faithful servant.
آفرین بر خادم نیکوی من.
We can stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
در قضاوت خداوند.
Where we have His approval.
که تاییدیه خداوند رو بگیریم.
Amen.
آمین.
آمین. خسته نباشید.